They went in and set the housing down. Indeed, the place was a wreck. Wires pulled out, the old breathe gas circulator scattered in bent pieces on the floor, desks and chairs askew, paper thrown about. Johnny looked it over. At once he saw that in Turl's inner office, the whole lower section of the wall, to the right of Turl's desk as he would sit at it, was lined with large, locked compartments.
"Been into those?"
he said. Kerr shook his head.
"No keys. A security chief loves his security."
Johnny sent Angus out to find a sentry. The cadets were still the guards in this compound. Kerr, with his blanket authority, repeated what Johnny whispered to him and sent for Chirk. They got to work sorting out wires and papers and trash, and presently three cadet sentries showed up with Chirk. She was a long way from the smart-looking secretary of the old days. They had her on three chained links attached to a collar. Her fur was all the wrong way. There was no powder on her nose bone and no polish on her triple-jointed claws. She wore just a cloth thrown around her shoulders, no other clothes.
"Where's the keys?"
said Kerr, as prompted. Keys. Everybody wanted keys. Her voice was punctuated with fang clicks and snaps and hisses. It wasn't enough Turl brought them all to this and sought to ruin her company record by saying she was disobedient and didn't follow orders, but she had to be dragged all over in chains just to say, "What keys now?" That day of the battle Turl provoked, everybody had been after the keys, keys, keys. Her company duties... Johnny was quietly whispering in Kerr's ear. Kerr whispered back,
"You trying to start a riot?"
But as Johnny insisted, Kerr said loudly to Turk,
"Shut up! Just because Turl plans to murder all of you down there is no reason to take it out on us!"
Turk went very still. Through the face mask glass, her eyes got very round. The flutter valve of the mask started pumping rather quickly. Johnny whispered again, and Kerr said,
"It might or might not make any difference, but when he moves in here and has free reign of this whole compound, he will be furious with you if the keys aren't found."
The muscles in the middle of her body where her heart was were twitching and leaping. The flutter valve stopped totally for half a minute, then started again.
"He's moving in here,"
she said, so quietly it was hard to hear her through the mask.
"Why else are we fixing it up?"
said Kerr, then menacingly.
"Where's the keys to those wall doors?"
Chirk shook her head.
"He never let anybody have them. They're maybe gone."
Was that a sob in her breath?
"Well, take her away,"
said Kerr gruffly to the guards. They dragged her off.
"What's going on here?"
demanded Lars, popping up in the door.
"We're trying to find the access panels to the wiring,"
snapped Kerr.
"It's all shorted out."